today's first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we continue to read kind of the beautiful theology that St. Paul presents to the Ephesians. And today, again, the notable idea is that in Christ Jesus, each of us has been chosen to be the sons and daughters of God. For St. Paul, there is a kind of exchange that takes place, that in God becoming man, he gives us the possibility in Jesus Christ to be grafted onto him and to share every spiritual blessing that belongs to Jesus himself. And therefore, attached to Christ, we then have an ambassador, we have a mediator, and we then can experience the gifts of salvation, the gift of communion of God, that the one true Son has by his nature, and that he shares with us through the gift of divine adoption. And this then really becomes the basis in today's gospel when we are told by Jesus that there is nothing of this world that we should fear, especially not those who can merely harm the body, because if we have been grafted onto Jesus Christ or into Jesus Christ, then the victory and the gift of salvation, our eternal salvation, has already been guaranteed for us, and therefore there's nothing of this world which can take that away from us. There's no power in this world which can take that away from us. I think in the times that we're living in now, there's a lot of fear out there, which one is feeling, I think, especially as we're coming to a new election cycle here and people are wondering what's going to happen. And I have to say, I've also encountered some rather strange solutions that people are proposing for their fear, things that would probably even borderline a little bit more on superstition than on faith. And the reality is, today's gospel tells us all the reassurance that we need. In Jesus, we have the most important victory, and therefore there is nothing that we ought to be afraid of in this world. I suppose the only thing to be afraid of is really that sin would cling to us to a point where we would not repent of it, or where we would not ask for God's forgiveness of it, because even with respect to sin and our own personal sin, we know that God, through Jesus, grants us the forgiveness of our sins, and that is also part of the gift of salvation. The only thing that can block it would be if we don't ask for his forgiveness, if we do not dispose ourselves to it. Today's saint of the day, Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, was really a visionary of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and a communicator, really, of the depths of the divine mercy. I always liked one story of Saint Margaret Mary when she was meeting with her spiritual director, who was Saint Claude de la Colombière, and she was presenting to him these apparitions of the Sacred Heart of Jesus that she was having. And Saint Claude kind of wanted to test out the authenticity, you know, were these things really happening, or was it a figment of her imagination? And so he gave her a little test, and he said, well, the next time Jesus appears to you, I want you to ask him, what were the sins from your last confession? So she went back, Jesus appeared to her again, she asked the question, she returned to her spiritual director, Saint Claude, and he asked her, what did he say? And she told him, he said that he doesn't remember. And the answer, of course, really is pointing to the complete forgiveness that God gives us from our sins. When we repent from our own, it is an opportunity to move forward in the freedom of being the sons and daughters of the one true Son, Jesus Christ. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God for the grace that we would always be assured and confident in our faith in our Lord and Savior, that we would always be confident in the gift of God's mercy, that we would always trust that we have been forgiven when we ask of God's forgiveness, especially in the sacrament of peace and reconciliation. And let us ask that fear would never overtake us, but that we would always know that in Christ Jesus we have the victory to be the children of God, to live in eternal communion with our Heavenly Father. Amen.